Do you have any, can you get almonds around here?
Yeah, buy them.
But they don't grow around here.
Uh-uh. Go ahead and step in.
I see.
Colton will step here too.
Huh?
Colton.
Oh, yeah.
He'll step here too.
You know, you mentioned that nut. You said that you used to call it nigger toe.
It's Brazil nut.
Brazil nut. Mm-hmm. Or you were talking about that colored people didn't like that name. Do you have any idea what colored people would prefer to be called nowadays?
Black people.
Black.
Mm-hmm. I know, I hear them talking about that on TV. Hello, babies are cute though, they're all black.
Yeah.
You hear, and yeah, we'll tell you a joke about that. You know, my it's a rabbit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He always got with his man pea patch. So he gets his peas, you know.
Uh-huh.
So one morning he comes through there bright and early, dancing through there, you know. He spoke to him, you know. He said, "Good morning, tall baby." He spoke to him, you know. "If you don't talk to me," he said, "I will slap you." So him is with Paul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
"Now if you better tell me loose, if you don't tell me loose, I'll hit some other Paul." So he kept on. So he hit with other Paul. So after all, he had his feet, both his paws, front paws. "If you don't tell me loose, I'll kick you." So he kicked him. He kicked with both his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right with buttoning. Still stuck there. You know, he had a heck of a jam.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, farmer, son, little walk, son come up, farmer come through there. He said, "Uh-huh, Mr. Peter Rabbit, I caught you. Come on, you come over here and eat my peas up."
Mm-hmm.
"Well, what's the farmer done to him?" I said, "For me, I believe I just turned 14 loose."
Yeah. Oh, well, he was in a mess, wasn't he?
He sure was. Mm-hmm. I caught that tar baby stuff.
Have you ever, you know, heard of a child being born to a racially mixed family? You know, maybe the husband's black and the wife's white.
Yeah, I heard that one time.
Well, have you ever heard any names for a child like that?
Mm-mm. One thing about a woman, instead of being a mother, a Spanish woman told me this. And she went out selling Bibles, you know. And so I was trying to tell the Bible. She said, "Huh, so I won't want no Bible in my house. So I soon have a daughter to have a devil in my house making the Bible."
Hmm.
She said, "Lee, I'll be afraid to say that. She said, "I'd rather have a devil in my house making the Bible." And the baby born, she got the devil. This baby born like the other baby, born like the devil, looked like the devil.
Really?
I was told, that's what she said.
Hmm.
I was carrying a baby too at that time. I said, "Believe me, I won't want the devil in my house." I said, "Anything, I won't have Jesus in my house. Because I can talk to him, ask him questions, you know."
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "I won't have Jesus in my house, listen. If I have my sword, I won't have Jesus in my house, listen. The devil or the Bible. Because I can talk to Jesus and he can tell me right from wrong." And she was born, but she wasn't like Jesus, though. Oh, also a while back, she got burnt. She couldn't live.
Hmm.
She hurt me. That's her boy come over here once in a while. She had two boys. I think her husband just gets their heart in it or something, I don't know. He got left her twice for a small married woman.
Hmm. Have you ever seen any colored people around here that had real light colored skin?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any particular names for them?
Alabama.
Huh?
They're probably from Alabama.
Oh.
That's how they go.